around a dying fire in the old cabin, deep in the woods. The wind howled through the trees, and the moon cast long shadows across the room. They had come for a weekend getaway, but now strange noises echoed from outside, scratching at the walls, whispers in the dark. One of them, Tom, swore he saw a figure lurking by the window, but when they looked, there was nothing. Paranoia settled in, and by midnight, no one dared move. The old wooden door creaked open on its own, revealing pitch black beyond. Suddenly, Tom screamed. "It's here! It's inside!" They turned to see him pointing to the ceiling. Slowly, they looked up. Above them, their own shadows hung, twisted and writhing, as if possessed by something otherworldly. One by one, the shadows detached, crawling down the walls toward them. In a panic, they bolted for the door, but Tom stayed frozen, staring. "Come on!" they shouted, pulling him. But Tom didn't move. He wasn't screaming about the shadows. He was smiling. "I brought them," he whispered, and the door slammed shut.